This half hour of the I Work Frame radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work for Him. Join the I Work for Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork, the number 4, him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work for Him Nation in cities around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work for Him this afternoon as we broadcast you right here out of Tampa on AM 570, FM 102.1 in Lakeland, and of course AM 910, but in Jacksonville also on 91.7 The Truth, also 91.9 in St. Augustine, 91.3 in Folkestone, Georgia, and of course, we are all across the world on iHeartRadio every day at 3 o'clock Eastern and on podcast platforms, every podcast platform you can reach. That's where on all those, aren't we, Martha?
Yes, we are.
That's right. Martha's playing with her phone. She wasn't ready to go. Okay. All right. But I think it's really important. Everybody understand this. All right, let's just take a step back for a second on this Monday, beautiful Monday. Just remember, your workplace, it's your mission field. And in that mission field, you and me, we may be the only Jesus our coworkers, our employees may ever meet. The job that you hold, the work that you do, none of that is by chance. The people that you work with, they need to meet Jesus, and you may be their only chance. It's so important that we understand the power of our calling in the workplace. And it's so important that you recognize your workplace is your mission field. It's your place of ministry each and every day.
You know, and we're so excited to be here in the studio today, Jim, and sharing with our listeners kind of a different angle and getting that opportunity to expose them to some great winter reading material.
That's right. Many of you don't take time to read fiction books. In fact, many of you don't take time to read anything, even your Bible.
Throw down.
Today, I wanted to remind you and encourage you that reading is the most powerful form of entertainment known to humankind. It involves all of our senses, and it can feed our souls. A little over 40 years ago, when my brother went off to college, I discovered Christian fiction. My first series, of course, The Chronicles of Narnia. What I learned then is still true today. A great Christian fiction book can teach you things in a way that most educational nonfiction books just can't. Why? Because of the emotion, because of the story that's tied to the learning. I don't know why today, but when I connect a story with a lesson, it sticks better. I just learned that way. That's why we have Cynthia Rookney with us on the air today. She's a prolific writer. She's been on the show today, and her fiction, some of the best I've ever read. And that's saying something, because I read a lot of books, and I read a lot of fiction. I sat down to read her latest story, Miles from Where We Started, last Sunday. And 5 hours later, and 340 pages later, my heart, my mind, my soul, and my marriage have been impacted. Where can you get that on TV? Cynthia Rookney, welcome back to I Work for Him. Hey, Cynthia, welcome back to I Work for Him. All right, she must be having a hard time hearing, but Martha, you've been reading this book as well. And you just tell us how you met Cynthia Rookney while Jose's getting her connected back up again.
Oh, my goodness. So for about a decade, I was in Christian retail, and I had the privilege of going to different conferences that had to do with, you know, running a bookstore and connecting with authors and promoting their books and everything. And so there is where I had the privilege of meeting Cynthia and getting exposed to her writing. And she was actually just starting in it about
that
same time, which is absolutely amazing. God has used the messages on her heart for the good of the kingdom.
Cynthia Rookney, welcome back to I Work for Him.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. We just love it. Hey, just talk to us, though, from up there in the Badger State, of the where the head of Cheesehead Land. are you getting any snow today?
Not today. It's been around a little bit north of us. They had some yesterday, but the snow these days kind of comes and stays for an hour or two and then melts away and leaves us with just gray, cold, soggy.
Foggy. Well, here's hoping that you get lots of snow this winter.
Thank you so much.
And so that you can enjoy when you come down to visit us once again in Florida. That's where I was getting at with that.
That's right. So
that's a good connection.
But I can encourage people to follow you on Facebook because they will see little glimpses of Wisconsin all throughout the winter, I am sure.
So true. We love to take those pictures where the snow is up over the windowsills.
And the icicles are reaching to the ground.
Correct.
And yes, all of the above.
Oh, we love winter, winter, winter. Especially we get to enjoy it vicariously through you. That's right. All right, Cynthia, we're closing out the year. We got less than 2 months left. I would love to know, before we start talking about your latest book, which, by the way, I loved, loved, loved this book, Miles from Where We Started. I want to know, how have you seen God work miraculously in your life this last year?
There are so many ways. I think among them are obviously the things that we know they are interventions of God in our lives. When my husband had another fall just recently, and instead of it being very serious, it was 3 broken ribs, which is serious enough. Mm. But it happened 6 years to the day that he fell out of his hunting stand and broke his back and his femur. So now every October 15th, he's going to be staying home in bubble wrap, and that'll be good for the rest of his life. So sometimes it's the things where we know it's a miracle, but we don't know all the details behind it. But there have been ways that he has opened wide some big doors. For me, in working with, as a literary agent now, also in helping other people get their books to the market, get their books on bookstore shelves, and every once in a while there's a project that is just heavy on my heart, and then God opens wide a door for that person's book to find a home.
So the last time we had you on the show, we were talking about your book, As My Parents Age, which was absolutely phenomenal. And we want to encourage our listeners to check out Cynthia online and learn about all of the books that you've written, because they come from so many different angles. You are just a wealth of information, and you delivered in such a great way for everyone to read. Your latest book is one that deals with topics that don't often get talked about in conversations of Christ followers. How did you come to decide to write Miles from Where We Started?
Much of what I write is based in something that has happened to me in real life, and then some of it comes just from imagination or primarily from observation and noticing. And I was noticing around me that there were some wonderful millennials who were just heading into the early years of their marriage, and part of what my experience has been is that now we've celebrated now 46 years married together.
Way to go. Woo-hoo!
We were grade school sweethearts, and it worked out. So, but throughout that course of time, of course, there have been many things that we have weathered. There have been disagreements, everything like that. And I looked at those millennial couples and thought, what tools do they have to be able to navigate the early years of marriage? And what are the natural forces that they will come up against in just the way the world is operating today? And the concept that if it's hard, it must be avoided at all costs. If it isn't making me comfortable, let's just drop this off of my plate, because that can't be right, can it? So that started the imagination going in this idea of where do we find the resources that will help us to walk through even the tough parts of marriage. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes it comes directly from God's word. Sometimes it comes from good counselors. Sometimes it's when people have had that modeled before them in their own parents. Many times it comes from watching other people fail and then doing the opposite of what that is. And oftentimes there are those wisdom people in our lives who speak maybe a word or an afternoon's worth of thoughts or a line, or hand us a book that helps to form those foundational thoughts for us, or a perhaps radio broadcast or podcast.
That's right. That's right. Well, and that's one of the reasons why people are going, well, Jim, okay, but the fiction book, what does it have to do with I Work For Him? Here's why I thought this was a perfect fit for I Work For Him, because you write a book about real life, about people, what their experiences look like outside of work, and in fact, how their work impacts their marriage. Mm-hmm. And we need to be aware of those things so that we go into our workplace, we don't just forget that people have real lives outside of work, but that they have real trouble and real struggles at home, and they bring them with them every day to work. How do we help them through it? And that's really what your book does. It gives a great picture of what does it look like to bring healing to a marriage and to life. So, Cynthia Rook, when we come back, we're going to dig deeper into this book, your latest book, greatest book so far, Miles From Where We Started. Cynthia Rook is the author. She's our guest today for Martha and I. I'm right here on I Work For Him. We want you to check Cynthia out online. CynthiaRookD.com. CynthiaRookD.com. We'll be right back with lots more on I Work For Him. Don't go away.
The world operates on supply and demand. If people will pay for it, someone will provide it. Jesus the Messiah knows that unbelievers create demand by idolizing wealth, celebrity, beauty, and political power. Believers can reduce the supply of worldliness and increase the demand for the Lord by pursuing what is true, noble, right, and pure. Chasing worldly idols wears people out. Following the Lord invigorates. So you tired? Worn out? The Messiah is calling. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For my burden is light. You have what the world needs. Increased demand for Christ by resting in Him. Got questions? Find answers. Mark829.com.
Dr. Oscar Menendez at Comprehensive Dental Care in Palm Harbor is a proud sponsor of I Work For Him. Dr. Menendez and his team live out I Work For Him principles every day while meeting your dental needs. Comprehensive Dental Care, located in Palm Harbor, has been serving Tampa Bay for over 30 years. Dr. Menendez is designated as a Master of the Academy of General Dentistry, a rare honor, receiving excellence in the field of dentistry. Warm and friendly, Dr. Menendez follows a strict schedule, so there's no waiting around. He's ready for you. And if you're a Spanish speaker or Spanish is simply your heart language, Dr. Menendez can put you at ease. Born in Cuba, he speaks Spanish fluently. So whether you need a simple cleaning and checkup or more detailed work, Comprehensive Dental Care is the place to go. Comprehensive Dental Care, online at palmharbordentist.com. That's palmharbordentist.com. palmharbordentist.com.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you dream about getting away with your spouse and escaping for a few days? Do you just want a little time to reconnect and enjoy a little sunshine? It's not too early to start thinking about planning time away with your spouse next winter.
We want to invite you to join us on our annual Cruise Your Way to a Better Marriage, brought to you by I Work For Him. We will be setting sail from Tampa Bay to Cozumel on Royal Caribbean Brilliance of the Seas, February of 2019, leaving on Valentine's Day. How romantic can it get?
Our main sessions will focus on ways to strengthen your marriage and grow closer to each other and to God. Breakout sessions will be geared to diving a little deeper, exploring biblical principles for marriages and the workplace.
With plenty of downtime to eat, relax, and then connect with each other and the 20 other married couples, what's not to be excited about? Details are online at iworkforhim.com event page.
Register online at iworkforhim.com and let your boss know you'll be out for a few days in February because you'll be cruising your way to a better marriage. See you on the boat. That's iworkforhim.com, iwork4him.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as Martha and I broadcast you from Tampa Bay today. We don't get to say that very often, but we're so excited to be in our main headquarters studios right here out of the AM 570, 910 and FM 102.1 in Lakeland. But don't forget about the incredible people in our Jacksonville audience on the truth at 91. Why am I all of a sudden forgetting? 91.3, 91.7, 91.9, depending on whether they're in St. Augustine, Jacksonville, or Folkestone, Georgia. So glad that you tuned in. And of course, we would love to just invite you to think about calling in for the book we're going to give away today, a copy of Cynthia Rookte's latest book, Miles from Where We Started.
That's right. So just to remind people, they can use our listener line. I Work For Him listener line is 866-713-9675. 866-713-WORK. And we are so thankful for the publisher sending us a copy of the book, Miles from Where We Started. And I just want to let our listeners know, we're not going to give a spoiler alert. We're not going to tell the story. We're just going to talk about it so that you'll be intrigued enough to want to read this book and share it with your friends.
That's right. I was warned not to do that. No spoilers.
Cynthia Rookte, to read it.
Cynthia Rookte, welcome back to I Work For Him.
Thank you. You left off with an interesting concept that I'd like to revisit if you're...
Please, go ahead.
Okay. So we were talking about the idea of how work and our work situations affect our marriages and vice versa, that we go to work with our marriage woes on our back and we come home from work to our marriages with our work woes carried in a bundle under our arm or weighing heavily on our heart, and how much that does affect us. And my chosen way of talking about those sort of things in this particular context within this book was because story is such a great vehicle. We used in the book, Miles from Where We Started, we used a vehicle that we can talk about a little bit because it happens early enough in the story, but we used as a vehicle a micro camper that this couple was going to have to be crammed into for a 3,000-mile, three-week trip. But story is really the kind of vehicle that can bring these truths home to the heart in some very powerful ways, I think. So I didn't set about to do a teaching book, but so oftentimes as it happens, when God writes that story, there will be those beautiful life lessons tucked inside the pages. We'll be carried along by that vehicle of story, but then we'll emerge from that experience, that reading experience, having learned things like what happens when the demands of our job interfere with our relationships, or what happens then, conversely, when we respect each other's jobs and we work around them in ways that are to the benefit of each of the partners in the marriage.
So let me just ask this question, because there's people listening today that are going, you know what? I got a lot of stories on my heart, and I frankly am a fiction lover because I have learned more things from fiction or parables that I can reproduce those thoughts to other people better than I can from a textbook. And there are a lot of people listening going, well, I have a lot of stories in my heart and I love telling stories and love writing stories. How did you get started in writing, and is there still room for more Christian fiction authors out there in the world?
Well, there is great double question that each one of them takes a half hour to answer, but I'll try to trim them down.
Trim those down to about 47 seconds. Okay.
Okay. We'll do that. First of all, I got started actually working in a chemistry lab, and then I really can blame no one except God for the idea that there was an opportunity for me to write a scripted radio broadcast that I was a part of for 33 years. That was called The Heartbeat of the Home, and it was really examining how our everyday life experiences are all addressed in the Word of God somehow, every one we could have. It's either indirectly or indirectly. God spoke to it somehow in the Word of God. And that was the whole premise that took us through, and a premise of hope that took us through those 33 years of broadcasting. And toward the time when we knew that that broadcast was going to need to retire, I had started to wonder if I could write something longer, fiction or nonfiction, in a whole book form, and began to do the study that even after three decades of writing for radio, I needed to study the principles of how to get a book written and get a book published. And that was part of that. And yes, there's still room for more authors. The market is tight, and a lot of people say that that market is tight right now, but what we do know is that fiction readers are avid readers who their appetites are never satisfied. So there's always room for more story.
That is true. If you are a listener out there and you've got a huge Christian fiction library that you're just looking to get out of your house because it's bothering you, please send it to I Work For Him. I would love to read those books. Just because I love, love, love to read Christian fiction.
Just in case people haven't picked up on it, I really do.
And I love Cynthia Ruchte's new book, Miles From Where We Started.
So, Cynthia, in your new book, we find ourselves deep into this new marriage between Connor and Mallory that is really on the rocks before they even hit their one-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose a marriage that's in this state of the game?
I think that there are an awful lot of novels that are written these days that explore the idea of the romance end of things before the first kiss, or before the wedding day, or other seasons, but rarely do we talk about the season of how do you get through that first year that will have challenges with it. Even though, as I said, Bill and I had been grade school sweethearts, so we had known each other for years before either one of us was old enough to get married, we still found that first year was full of the evidence of our immaturity and our not yet understanding what it takes to make a marriage work. And that's part of the premise of the book, too. It is work. It's the love can only take us so far, that kind of ethereal butterflies in the stomach, he has the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen sort of romance.
Thank goodness you don't write books like that, because I would have just been vomiting all over the place.
And I intentionally have chosen to let other people write those books. And I want to write the nitty-gritty books about what's it like in the day-to-day, what's it like in the ordinary crises and in the extraordinary crises that a family could face. And what if you combine, in this case, a millennial couple who has grown up in an era where things maybe have been, we've been conditioned to avoid the difficult. Yeah. We've been conditioned, all of us, no matter what our age is, for years and decades now, we've been conditioned to try to do things faster and easier and more convenient and avoid the things that take a long time or that take a big investment of time and just get it done microwave style, even relationships. And you can't do marriage in microwave style. So that was part of why I was led to choose this particular time frame and explore that a little. And another element of it was I knew that millennials are getting a bad rap.
Yeah.
Because the millennials I know are wonderful people. And most of the things that they struggle with that we might find uncomfortable, we have a few more years on us, would find uncomfortable are because we did that to them. We set them up for this kind of attitudes or approaches to life. So I wanted to dig deeper and find what's so wonderful about them. And what was uncovered was so encouraging to my heart and gave me great hope for the future, too.
Okay. So we got this young couple, Connor and Mallory, and they've got challenges. And the first is the challenge. This is what I like first. Right from the beginning, you make it clear that their work has gotten in the way. Mm-hmm. That's pretty common. That's a common theme. Was that ever common in your own marriage where work got in the way of your marriage?
You mean besides today?
Yeah. Well, yeah, besides today.
Yeah.
And maybe yesterday.
And yesterday and last year and 2 years ago. It's so common. It's so natural. And the question isn't, is that a reason to give up? The question is, so how are we going to work around this?
Right.
Because it is natural. So sometimes it will be that the demands of one person's job will be inconvenient to the other person in the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may be that our attention gets focused heavily on the work that we're called to do, and we inadvertently neglect the other person's need because of the demands of time or our schedules or whatever it is around us. That it might be a work crisis. Everybody talks about a work-play balance. Few people talk about a work-marriage balance, but there is no such thing as balance because marriage is 100%, 100% all the time. And it isn't that we have our work, we leave our work, we go home, and now I'm all in. We're all in all the time. But even though we have to focus our attention on the job at hand, we're never unconscious of the needs of the people that we care about most. If we let that happen, then we're in trouble.
That's so true. When we come back, lots more with Cynthia Rukti as we talk with her about her brand new book, Miles From Where We Started. Call the studio line, call the listener line, 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK. We'll be right back.
Do you dream about getting away with your spouse and escaping for a few days?
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is urging Republicans to turn out for the midterm elections in order to keep his political movement going. Mr. Trump on Monday in Cleveland also invoked the final days of the 2016 campaign, comparing his upset victory then to Republicans defying the polls now and potentially keeping both houses of Congress. Mr. Trump is set to do rallies in Indiana and Missouri later Monday. Federal agencies say they've not seen any threats to state election systems so far and are working more closely with state and local election officials than they did 2 years ago. While systems may be more secure, a number of concerns about the voting and registration processes have come up during early voting. Machines changing votes and voter registration forms denied because of clerical problems are among the concerns raised by voters and civil rights groups. On Wall Street, the Dow by 191 points, the NASDAQ dropped 28. This is SRN News.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
This half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast is sponsored by listeners like you who have contributed to the I Work For Him Ministries Giving Fund. Become a part of our support team. Find out more online at iworkforhim.com/donate.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. As Martha and I broadcast you from Tampa Bay today, we know we've been all over the country. Martha, how many days have we been on the road this year?
We did a little count, and I believe I said 129 days on the road this year.
We have many people listening that have heard us, that have met us face-to-face. We've met them, just like we met many of you, our listeners, here in Tampa Bay and Jacksonville. We love meeting people who are out there in the workplace just trying to figure out, what does it look like to live out my faith where I work each and every day? We love highlighting those stories, and God's given us that ability to travel across the country and capture those stories for you guys. It's been amazing. 27 states, I think, at last count this year, and just amazing because we've seen the work that God is doing, and we've been able to highlight it for you.
But yet I just want to point out that we didn't travel quite like the characters in this book that we're talking about today. No. So, Cynthia, I'm glad you didn't make us the topic of your book. But we have learned a lot by reading it.
Yeah, Cynthia, in this book, your latest book, Miles from Where We Started, Cynthia Rukti, you take this husband and wife who are in a little bit of trouble, and they get an interesting job assignment. Tell us what that is.
Well, the husband works for an ad agency, and a company that is their key client has offered them this campaign, this advertising campaign, to prove how wonderful it is to go hit the road. Just add humans, as the hashtag says, just add humans and hit the road and hit the back roads of America. But they're to do it in this newest, latest updated version of their micro camper, which is about the size of a washing machine. And then circumstances cause them to have to bring an 11-year-old foster boy with plenty of baggage of his own with them on this journey. So you can imagine that they are starting off with just about everything working against them in this journey. But over the course of time, it's the unfolding of that story is what we would hope would help the miles tick by quickly for readers in the book.
What I love is that you did, and I love the micro camper idea. So they got a Subaru Outback, I believe is what it is, and they're pulling this micro camper, and it's kind of funny. So you throw in the adversity. We always talk about on I Work For Him that adversity is what God uses in our lives to take us from who we are to who he can use more effectively. In your story, he used a micro camper.
Right. So, and a few dozen other things. It was kind of fun because Bill and I, my husband and I, had an opportunity to visit a factory that manufactures micro campers. It's not very far from our home. So we got to see it from the inside out and why they do what they do and how efficient they are. And that's wonderful. But then comes the crisis of, well, how do you even get into it? How does one person actually make their way into one of these things? So the primary way is to sit down first and swing your legs in, and then you're in.
How does one person do it? Right. But did you and Bill try to get in this micro camper together?
No, the model that was on the floor was one that where you could look but not touch. So we imagined it, and that was part of the one of the chapters was even that initial initial crisis of how is this ever going to work. But that's also a parallel to the couple and what they were going through, and even the foster boy, in how is this ever going to work for any of them on any level.
Well, yeah, and you threw in a foster kid who had quite a bit of baggage. Mm-hmm. And you threw a foster kid into a road trip in a micro camper and a Subaru wagon with people who've never had children. That was an interesting twist. What did you want our listeners to learn from the story of the foster child?
I think part of it was that they both of the main characters, Mallory and Connor, needed to, in my imagination anyway, they needed to focus on something other than their own hurts, for one thing. Mm-hmm. And that often is a way that we become more mature in our approach to our own troubles, is to be able to consider the needs of another person. But then, in addition to that, it was when they saw immaturity in this younger boy, they could see it reflected in their own reactions to the crises they were going through as well. And that was kind of a lesson to them that they didn't want to be 11 years old in their thinking and a traumatized 11-year-old in their thinking. They needed to be adults in this realm, but that adulting isn't necessarily a bad word, and that adulting can be a good word.
Adulting wasn't a word 10 years ago. You know, I remember the first time our millennial came out, well, that's just this adulting thing. I'm like, really? Where did that word come from? Cynthia, what I want to know, you're writing a fiction story, yet you've tied in some pretty strong elements for people to take away. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had interactions with the foster care system to understand the plight of this 11-year-old Judah, who you put in the story?
There are two. Two particular aspects. One is that I intentionally modeled Judah off of a young man in our church who is this wonderfully talented, great kid. He serves on our worship team. He has more talent in his, at the time he was, I think, 12, and now he's 13, more talent in him than six or eight other people.
Wow.
And he uses it for the kingdom's sake, which is a wonderful thing to watch. They're a great family. That family happens to have seven children in their family. And this young man is not a troublemaker, but he has the makings of it, if allowed to. He's got this little glint in his eye. So that was part of where Judah came from. But then all of the aches and pains that this child had and the circumstances he'd been through, I modeled after. Our home church has always been very supportive of adoption and fostering. We see couples all the time among us who are either doing domestic adoptions or overseas adoption situations, our extended family as well, meeting local foster family needs. It's talked about a lot. Each one of those situations has been a step of faith for those couples who have taken on foster children or gotten into the adoption process. Each one has demonstrated not just the love of Jesus, but the pursuit of his heart for orphans and the abandoned and the homeless and neglected. So watching them has been such an inspiration in the idea that we have something to offer, even all if all we have to offer is love, because that's the most important need.
And we have something to offer our listeners that they can call into our listener line at 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK. Call in with your name, your phone number, and your mailing address, and someone is going to win a copy of this book we're talking about today, Jim.
Miles from Where We Started, Cynthia Rookte's latest fiction book. And here's, ladies and gentlemen, why on I Work Rain, we're talking about a Christian fiction book today, about a couple that's struggling that gets sent on a three-week business road trip in a micro camper behind a Subaru Legacy Outback with an 11-year-old foster child. Why? Because those are real stories.
Yeah.
That's real life. That's what the people we work alongside each and every day, those people are dealing with real struggles. How do we change or modify our mindset to understand and recognize that the people around us are hurting? They don't know the answers that you and I know. They don't know that Jesus is the solution to the problems that they have. That's why we're talking about this today.
That's right. And Jim, you know, a lot of people think, oh, going into this time of year, I don't have time to read a book. But I started several years ago. Actually, Cynthia, I think it was because of your Christmas book a couple years ago that I said, you know what, I'm going to make sure I take time to read a book that helps me to reflect and have some enjoyment even in the hurried Christmas and Thanksgiving time. So I want to encourage our listeners that don't discount the fact that there is an opportunity during this time of year to sit down and to enjoy some fiction, and in that process, see what God has to open your heart and your mind to.
It was an amazing Sunday afternoon and evening for me. 5 hours, great story. Cynthia Rookte, so here's the deal. You write this book, but in and amongst it, you grabbed a little Americana, which I thought was just fantastic. You went the old Route 66 without using Route 66 or Route 66 for those of you that are from the South.
Route or route.
Okay, so you sent them off on these couples off on an adventure that didn't go on the freeways. And Martha and I get that because we'd go a lot of these side roads when we go across the country. Why did you decide to send Connor and Mallory and Judah, their 11-year-old foster child, and their little micro camper on the side roads?
Part of it was because I've seen that myself, just as you have, that often it's those less traveled parts that show a beauty that we don't get to see if we take the quickest route. Part of it was, again, another parallel, that the quickest route to solutions in marriage or in our work situations is not necessarily that direct route, and the quickest route sometimes doesn't bring about the long-lasting impact on us. Sometimes we have to go a little bit off what traditional wisdom would say, and then we're going to find these beautiful pockets of unexpected beauty, or in the detour is where we find our answers. So that was part of the reason. The other was because I didn't want them to ever be able to anticipate the next step. What would have been the logical next step for their path to take? Because so often that's not what happens in real life. We get our life plan all worked out. We think this is what's going to happen next, and then we'll have two children, and then we will do this, and then this will happen, and or in our work situations, too, where we make our plans for the next career move. And life doesn't necessarily turn out that way. One of the key things in the book is that Mallory and Connor had to learn to trust the direction they were given, even though they didn't even have the whole day's details of where they were supposed to be headed.
Yeah, they lived Psalm 119:105, that's for sure.
They Mark. Sure do. Did. So one of the things I want to encourage our listeners, as you're listening to Cynthia talk about her new book, Miles from Where We Started, and remember, you can call in and get a copy. Someone's going to win, 866-713-9675. You listen to Cynthia talk and you hear how she correlates things and brings them together. Jim, we started underlining the book. There are so many analogies and so many directions where you're talking about a detour in the road, and then you're talking about a detour in the marriage and a detour in our work. And that is the beauty of Cynthia's writing style.
Yeah, it's powerful. And Cynthia, when we come back, we're going to talk about, were all those locations real, based on real locations? I want to know. I also want to know, where did you come up with Slade? Because that man touched my life in this book. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love that imagery. We're talking with Cynthia Rookty today here on I Work For Him, an author, an acclaimed author. We're talking about her latest fiction work, Miles from Where We Started. I can't wait for you to read this book. Check Cynthia out online. Cynthia Rookty, RUCHTI.com. You listen to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back.
Aqua Plumbing and Air. Hi, this is Chuck Jacobson, owner of Aqua Plumbing and Air. We all know an energy-efficient AC can reduce your energy bills. The same is true for your water heater. Why keep a tank of hot water in your home 24/7? A tankless water heater only heats water when you need it, saving on your energy bills every day. If you prefer a tank, consider a stainless steel water heater. These energy-efficient units are available with a lifetime warranty. At Aqua, we make replacing your water heater quick and hassle-free. Leave it to the pros. Aqua's the home service pro who care. Honesty, integrity, and hard work are not just words to us, but ways of life. We offer free estimates, second opinions, evenings, and weekend appointments are also available. Visit aquaplumbing.com to learn more. Again, that's aquaplumbing.com. Aqua is honored to have served over 60,000 customers in Sarasota and the surrounding areas. Let us do the same for you.
License number CAC 1816020, CFC 1428223, and EC 13005269.
The most trusted name since 1974. Call Aqua Plumbing and Air.
Martha and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us to take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand that their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com, click on the Donate Now button, and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367.
Dr. Oscar Menendez at Comprehensive Dental Care in Palm Harbor is gifted in the science and art of dentistry. He uses that gift to serve the Lord and to put you at ease while taking care of your dental needs. Consultations are free, and the team at Comprehensive Dental Care provides everything from routine cleanings to fillings, bridges, and dental implants. Comprehensive Dental Care in Palm Harbor. Call 727-785-4461 or online at palmharbordentist.com.
Hey, wait! Don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost $250,000 that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-933-0939 for your free CD. Call 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
Martha and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us to take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand that their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com, click on the Donate Now button, and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as Martha and I broadcast to you right here from Tampa Bay, AM 570, FM 102.1, and of course AM 910, but also out of Jacksonville, 91.7 on The Truth, 91.9 and 91.3 in Folkestone, Georgia. And we're also on the talk station, and I can't remember, is it W107.5? Is that what it is? I'm trying to remember which one it is up there in Martha. Martha's looking at me like, yes, the talk station up there in Jacksonville as well. For some reason, my notes are messed up today. Sorry about that. We're talking today with Cynthia Ruchte. She's written a fantastic Christian book, Miles From Where We Started. But when you go out and check her out online, CynthiaRuchte.com, you'll notice that she wrote a book last year called As My Parents Age. And for any of you out there listening who have aging parents, it is an absolute must read. That one is just full of stories, but they're real. And it was a powerful, powerful book that Martha and I have now given to all of our siblings. They had to read this book. It was a powerful book. So Cynthia,
you know, it'd be kind of good to do like a little bundle for people to go and buy that and maybe Miles From Where We Started to give as gifts together, you know, for somebody. Because kind of in that sandwich, you're dealing with the parents and you're dealing with the millennials.
Or newlyweds, yeah. That's right. Cynthia Ruchte, welcome back to I Work For Him.
Thank you.
All right, so my favorite part of the story. So you take Connor and Mallory, you send them off on this 3-week road trip on the highways and byways of America, but not the freeways. And you send them on the crooked roads, and you send them through those really small towns that have been forgotten by America because the freeways bypass the town. And you have them interact with some incredible people. But before we go today, I really want to make sure we talk about their interaction as they head off to another location. You send them to a beautiful waterfall. They meet a 90-year-old named Slade. Tell that story a little bit, would you?
Well, he appears in one of these parks that they've stopped, where they've stopped. And yes, each one of those locations is a real location. So technically speaking, a reader could go visit some of those same sites, and hopefully they would get the experience of what the characters in the story were able to experience in those places, the wonder and the life lessons and the mist of the waterfalls on their faces. And then at one of those spots, there was a 90-year-old man named Slade who was kind of he had appointed himself caretaker of this park and showed up every day to work. Work meant something to him because he was fulfilled in what he did, and he believed that he was called to be part of maintaining that park in its excellence and its ability to touch people and reach people. They wound up having to be at his home, his little cabin in the country, overnight, but the purpose of all of that was for Connor and Mallory to see this man Slade, who had been a widower for too long, and life had not turned out as expected. He was alone, and he hadn't wanted to be alone at that stage of his life, but he was also fulfilled, and he celebrated the fact that he had had a refreshing, enduring, but imperfect marriage, and he had found a way to not let love fade over time, even after his wife was gone. so in their experience together, he offered so much wisdom. He was in some ways like a great sage of old, but the way he would share his wisdom was so gentle that it landed lightly on the hearts of Connor and Mallory, and they were able to take all that in. And Mallory especially, I think, was impacted by Slade.
Oh, I would say I was impacted by Slade. I loved the imagery. I'm just going to, this is spoiler alert, just, but it's not going to spoil the end of the story, but
yeah,
it's
a good one.
These two things, he teaches Mallory two things. Well, do you want to tell him what he, I mean, there's two things that stick out in my mind that he taught her. Do you know what those two things are?
Well, he had come to this, he had invited Mallory to come with him when he, in his tradition, went out in his canoe in the middle of the lake right outside of his cabin and waited for the dawn. So he took her with him at a time when she was really wrestling with her place in this, in the story, mm-hmm, and their relationship. And she was unaccustomed to the idea of waiting for dawn. And then he said, it's not something you see, it's something you feel. And as they sat in the canoe side by side in the dark, in the quiet, and waited for the dawn to come, he also taught her that, and this is a quote from another book, that the quickest way to reach the sun is to head east and plunge into the darkness until you reach the sunrise. Instead of running away from the pain or away from what your trouble was, to just keep heading toward the sun. And for us who know that Jesus Christ is the answer, that sun can be spelled two different ways. Mm-hmm. But there are a couple of other things, too, I think. One of them was that whole concept of waiting when all you see is a faint hint of light. Keep waiting, because it will come. It has been happening since the beginning of time. And then the other was that sometimes we have to sit in silence until the glory appears. We try to work hard at it. We try to manufacture an answer. We try to calculate and figure out. But oftentimes it is in the silence when we're sitting and realizing that the glory is going to come from the appearance of God on the scene rather than from our manufacturing it in our timetable.
Hmm. So once again, we're talking with Cynthia Ruchti, and this is her newest book, Miles from Where We Started. And if you love her reading, if you read this book and you say, this style is just, it speaks to me, Cynthia has written many other books, fiction and nonfiction. And of course, we are huge fans and so thankful that we get to share this with our listeners and get them exposed to the idea that fiction can teach us so much, but in a way that our heart is open and we're willing to receive it, don't you think, Jim?
Oh, what I think, this would be a great book to give one of your friends who loves fiction, who isn't necessarily a Jesus follower just yet, to introduce them to the idea of how really God can get involved in the middle of their adversity to bring out the best in them.
That's a great idea.
It's just like a secret weapon. I think Christian fiction is a secret weapon.
Well, I used to sell so much of it in the retail environment I was in for that very reason, because
I had to test drive it for you.
You did, somebody has to read it all. But I saw so many people who their lives were touched because they were open to listening to the message. Right, Jim?
That is right. Cynthia, you wrote this book, Miles from Where We Started, and it is a powerful story that incorporates so many things. Work getting in the way of marriage, married couples struggling in that first year, medical conditions that could be causing an issue, adversity, foster care system, child abuse and neglect. You included so many things in here. What is the biggest takeaway you wish for our listeners, for the people that get to read your book, The Privilege of Reading Miles from Where We Started? What's the biggest thing from your heart were you hoping for them to take away?
One major point is that we can't allow our fears to dictate our relationships, what our relationships are going to look like, whether that's insecurities that we have or fears about the workplace or fears about how things turned out for our own parents or the people around us. Mm. And then primarily that marriage truly isn't about eliminating discomfort from our lives. It's about commitment. And if we're solid on that marriage is about commitment, that can carry a couple through any number of challenges and will.
That's powerful. I love that. And as you've had with Bill 46 years of marriage, Martha and I've had 32 years of marriage, we've seen the good of it, and it gets better and better as the years go, but it doesn't grow trouble-free even in the later years of marriage, does it?
Oh, that's certainly true. That's the subject of another book.
Is that a teaser?
No, that's one that Song of Silence dealt with, that very issue that so many times we think about after you've been married for two or three or four decades. Should be simple then, huh? But there are new challenges that appear then, and they, if we ignore them and don't address them, or if we address them but address them from a place of pain rather than a place of looking for God's answers, then again, it could be a rocky answer instead of the kind of result and the kind of redemption that God wants to show.
Mm. I love one of the stories. You got so much good stuff in here. I don't even know where to start. I can't even ask that question. We're running out of time. I want to hear from your heart, Cynthia, as you look at the future of our country and as you look at the things that you write about. Give us a teaser on what's next, what the Lord has laid on your heart for the next Cynthia Rookde project.
I am currently writing a book that is about the concept of a woman who helps hoarders with their hoarding disorder. And the problem is that she realizes during the course of the story that she's hoarding emotions with just as much ferocity as the people she's helping are hoarding old McDonald's wrappers and things that have no use or value to their life, and in fact are getting in the way and tripping them up.
Mm. I can't wait to read that one. Not that anybody listening has any emotional baggage.
No.
That's
for other audiences.
That's right. Cynthia Rookde, thank you so much for sharing your story miles from where we started. Thanks for sharing that with the I Work For Him audience today.
It is such a privilege. It's always great to talk to you.
We love you, and we love your work. Keep it up. Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you.
All right, make sure you check out Cynthia online, cyntharookde.com, cyntharookde.com. Get a copy of her latest book, Miles From Where.